Focusing today on a thankful spirit. A thankful spirit is vital to honoring God in our lives. Having a thankful spirit is kind of a cardinal foundation, an element, a part of who you are that's very important to God. And God cares deeply about your orientation and how you view life and how you respond to life and how you respond to your circumstances and what fuels you in your heart. There is great power in being thankful. We are called as God's people to have within us and express a thankful spirit. There's both that sense of who we are and what fuels us on the inside, but also how we choose to express it that's important to God. And there's a lot of scriptures about both. There's about a heart of gratitude and just what goes on inside of us and how we view life around us, but also about the expression of gratitude and a thankful spirit. Surely most of us, if not all, would acknowledge that we have so much to be thankful for. And when we stop to count our blessings, when we stop to think about who God is and what God has done in our lives, we can be thankful. Colossians chapter 2, verse 7 says, "So then, just as you receive Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live in Him, rooted and built up in Him, strengthened in the faith, as you were taught, and overflowing with thanksgiving or thankfulness." You know, the Bible tells us, in addition to our faith and our recognition of growing deeper in our belief and what goes on the inside of how we choose to believe, is also on the other side a call to be overflowing. God wants you as a Christian to be overflowing with a heart of gratitude, with a heart of thankfulness, overflowing. That's quite a word to use to describe what God wants to be welling up inside of us, a thankful spirit. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 28 says, "Let us be thankful and so worship God acceptably with reverence and awe." Thankfulness and worship of God go together. Our attitude toward God, how we look at God, is tied so much to whether or not we have a thankful spirit on the inside. And so first we're to be thankful for who God is and then honor Him with our worship. Every day should be a day of honoring God with our worship and a thankful spirit. When we think about a thankful spirit, there's a lot of reasons why a thankful spirit is important to the Christian and why it is that God calls us and wants us to have a thankful spirit. Number one, a thankful spirit is a core value of the Christian faith. It is a foundation. And if someone would just kind of pop up and say, "Pastor, what does it mean to be a Christian?" One of the things that would be very important to me is that a Christian is a person with a thankful spirit. A Christian, a genuine Christian, is someone that has a heart of gratitude. And it's a part of who they are. It's a part of having known the grace of God and understanding the role of God in life. Having a thankful heart and an attitude that goes along with it is a core value of who we are and what we believe as Christians. We know that God commands us to have a thankful spirit. Throughout the Bible, Old and New Testament, are stories and places where gratitude is shown, gratitude is expressed, or gratitude is not expressed. And so many scriptures tell us how important it is to have thanksgiving in our hearts and have it continuously, have it be this fountain on the inside that in many ways is governed and channels through in our lives. Why should we have a thankful spirit? Number three, a thankful spirit is an encouragement to the people around you. Do you want to encourage people or you want to discourage them? Do you want to point them to Jesus or do you want to make them think, "Well, if that's what they think and they believe and they say they're a Christian, I wouldn't want that God. I wouldn't want Jesus if that's all they get out of Him." And a thankful spirit is so important to encourage people, and our words encourage other people. What we do and what we say can help somebody along in the journey, or we can discourage them, and we're called to be an encouragement to one another. Encouragement is so important, and having a thankful spirit encourages people. When we're thankful for people, when we show gratitude, how precious it is and how it encourages us when people encourage us and they're thankful for us. And you're the same way. You You appreciate so much a sincere word of encouragement, and having a thankful spirit is so important to do that. It helps people. It makes your faith attractive. It makes your faith seem like it's real and genuine to the people around you. Why should we live thankful? One reason is that it makes our faith attractive. It helps us to have influence. It helps to draw people. It helps to point people to Jesus, an attractive faith. A thankful spirit is also contagious. You know, when you're around somebody that has a good attitude, has a spirit of thanksgiving, and it picks you up and it helps you to look forward, and that's the kind of influence that God desires us to have in each other's lives, to help to pull us along, to encourage other people. We're also told that a thankful spirit will help us to be more healthy, and that's in so many different ways. We know physically that when you have a good attitude and a good spirit, it helps physically and in healing. It helps in your mind. It helps in your attitude. It helps in your relationship. A thankful spirit helps you to have a sense of joy, a sense of purpose in life, and how important it is. I've always believed that having a thankful spirit is a choice we make. It's a choice we make every day. We make the choice of whether or not we view life and we see God and we see our circumstances and find the good in them and are thankful for them. And being thankful is an exercise. It's a choice we make, and it's an exercise to say to the world around us that our hearts are set on something higher than life's circumstances. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 17 is a verse that talks about attitude and respect. It says, show proper respect to everyone. Love the brotherhood of believers. Fear God and honor the King. This morning I want to highlight these three areas about the importance of respect, the importance of having a thankful spirit. You see these three categories that Peter mentions here. I'll start with fearing God. You know that God calls us to respect Him and fear Him. That verse that we read earlier from Hebrews, that we are to honor God with our worship and have a thankful spirit. Part of our daily worship should be an ongoing expression of thankfulness to God. Thankful for our salvation. Simply thankful for what Jesus did for us on the cross. To be reminded every day what it means that Jesus went to the cross for us. I know we get busy and we have a lot of things going on, but we need to be reminded every day of those things that God has done for us. And just as at one day we understood what Jesus did when He died for our sins, every day we should remind ourselves again and express thankfulness to God. When you're thankful for what God has done, then it spills over into every area of your life. First of all, God calls us to be thankful for salvation, to be thankful for that time in our lives when we came to understand what Jesus did for us. It's important that we rehearse that and we remember that and we hold on. When we don't express thanksgiving, it just kind of gets... those things just go deeper on the inside, and we almost forget about them, or we become almost like we don't remember them anymore. And so when we think about the importance of a thankful spirit, we need to be reminded how important it is every day to keep that relationship fresh with God and be reminded of His goodness to us. In the same way in your marriages, how important it is every day that you express goodness and kindness and love and all the attributes of caring about each other. You don't want to go days without doing that, or the relationship goes old and stale. In the same way with our relationship with God, remember what God has done is important that we do every day. Part of our daily worship should be that ongoing reminder and gratefulness for all that God has done for you. So I want to encourage you today in these three areas, and this is the first, is remember every day to remember what God's done for you and express thankfulness to Him. Maybe it's through a quiet time of laying on your bed and meditating on who God is. Maybe you sing a song, or maybe you get up and walk through the house, or maybe during work you're rehearsing in your mind the faithfulness of God. But I want to encourage you every day to be thankful and express your thankfulness to God. God, You've done so much for me, to remember that gratefulness for all that God's done for you. A thankful spirit will flow out from that attitude and that spirit, that word overflowing, the overflowing of what's already in your heart. God calls us to have a thankful spirit. Thanks be to God, the scripture says, for his indescribable gift. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 15. Thanks be to God for his indescribable. There's something about who God is that's indescribable. And we always wonder how and who God is and how he could love us so much. And to be reminded of, to give thanks for that and to live that. God gives us so many gifts. Ephesians chapter 2 verse 8 says, for it is by grace you are saved through faith. And this not from yourselves, it is a gift of God, not by works, so that anyone can boast. Just to be reminded of how precious salvation is. To be reminded every day and to give thanks to God. We have great responsibility to have a thankful spirit to God and to express that. The second thing that Peter writes here is the term, love the brotherhood of believers. How important it is to be thankful for the body of Christ, to be thankful for our brothers and sisters in Christ, and to pray for them and care about them and learn from them and hold them up to God. Be thankful for the body of Christ. Love the brotherhood, Peter writes. You know that God calls you to love the church. Not this building, not this denomination, not this time of worship, but God calls you and I to love our brothers and sisters in Christ and care deeply about them. We are called to be thankful for the body of Christ and to express it. In the New Testament, it's a very short book, Philemon. It comes right after Titus. And listen to the words of Philemon. He says, I always thank my God as I remember you in my prayers. See, the writer of this book connected and remembered how important it is to have a thankful spirit and a praying spirit. When you pray for people, you genuinely pray for people, you're going to have a thankful spirit for them. God's going to help you to see them in the way that he wants you to. And then in verse 4, it says, your love has given me great joy and encouragement because you, my brother, have refreshed the hearts of the saints. How important it is for us to lift each other up in the body of Christ. The body is important. Every single Christian. The verse says, now you are the body of Christ and each one of you is a part of it. You know, every single one of you have value in the body, in Christ's body, and we need to value each other, every single person in the body of Christ. You know, our role is to encourage each other on in the journey, to do things and say things and be things that encourage people to live out their Christian life, not to judge them, feel like we have to know who's right and who's wrong out there, but our job's to encourage. Our job's not to criticize people. Our job isn't to find faults out there with other Christians or other people in the church or in another church or outside the church. That's not our job at all. Our job is to encourage one another. Our job is to love the church like Christ loved the church and gave itself up for it. Our job is to encourage one another. This verse in Hebrews chapter 3 says, but encourage one another daily. Every day should be a day of an encouragement in your life. In fact, I just want to say to you that every day should be a day that you're looking for a way to encourage somebody in your life. Encourage people in your life. Encourage your brothers and sisters in Christ. Find a way to encourage them. That should be what we're working to do. That's a great discipline. It's a great mindset. It's a great way for the church to be the church that Jesus wants it to be, encouraging one another, helping each other along, saying, wherever you're at in the journey, I'm coming to help take the load, or I'm coming to walk with you, or I'm coming where you messed up and you failed, not to just ridicule you and step on you when I go past you, but my job is to stop and to help you up on the journey. That's what encouragement is, and we're called to encourage one another. When I think of areas of giving thanks for the Christian, one is thanksgiving for salvation and thanksgiving for the things of God. And number two is to be thankful for one another and to express that in encouragement. I want to encourage you today to find a way every day to encourage someone in your life. Maybe God would give you an opportunity as you think and you pray about your heart and your attitude that you would say, God, help me on Monday to see someone out there that I can encourage in their faith. I can say something, I can do something that says to them, you are valuable, you're important to the body of Christ, you're important to the kingdom of God. Can I encourage you? Pray that God will help you to do that. Pray that God opens the doors of opportunities. Encourage one another. In the third area, this verse in Peter says, honor the king. Honor the king. That's quite a verse. You know, both in Peter and in the heart of Paul the Apostle are words many times about honoring the king. You know, you think, well, who is their king? Who's Paul writing about when he says, give proper respect to the king? Well, you know, Paul lived most of his life across the Roman Empire. You know who his king was, literally? Most of his life, it was the Emperor of Rome. The Emperor of Rome, much of that time, was not a good man, not a godly man in many ways, but yet Paul had something in his heart and his mind, and he wrote many times the importance of honoring the king. There's something about our attitude toward those that are in leadership above us that I believe God wants Christians to be different than non-Christians. God wants Christians to have a certain attitude of respect toward those that are serving, to those that are leadership in our country, in our world. It was in Rome's day, and I believe it's in our world today, that we need to be reminded of how important it is that we have a thankful spirit for those that serve. We also have a spirit that pray for those that serve. We have a spirit that honors those that serve, a spirit that gives thanks for those that serve. I'm thinking about a wide-ranging group of people today. I'm thinking, of course, with the elections this past week, we have been saturated with all kinds of opinions, and my own included, and yours, I'm sure, about our federal election, our state, and our local government. And I just felt like today I want to say something about that. I decided I wanted to say this before I knew the outcome of the election on Wednesday morning at 3:30 when I finally went to bed. I wanted to say, no matter who was elected president, God still calls us to honor the king. Who's our king in this life? I have felt kind of convicted about my own attitude at times. I so disagree with the morals and the policy of a lot of our politicians, as you do too, I'm sure. But I also hear God's word. I'm reminded that Christians are to be different than other people. And I hurt when I see what sometimes Christians do and say about our politicians. It's really unbecoming of a Christian to not honor the king. Doesn't mean that we agree with the policies or that we believe in them personally, that they're doing right. But God calls us to have a thankful spirit and to honor those that are serving us in our country. And we need to pray for them. We need to pray that God will change the hearts that he will. We need to pray that God's will be done in the elections. And we need to pray that God would help us to be the citizens that God calls us to be, that we will make a difference, that we'll work and fight for righteousness and justice, and that we will do our part, that we will be citizens that honor God in our country and in our communities, that we will be involved. I'm praying that there will be people in our community, Christians from our church, who will rise up and run for office, will rise up and support issues and causes that are good and just and that God calls us to, that we won't be people that just step back and say, we wish it was different than it is, but God's people, the church, will stand up. I feel like, to me, I've seen God's mercy this week. That's how I feel about it. It's a reminder to the church that we need to do everything that we can to be citizens of the kingdom of God. And that means stand up for righteousness. We should be thankful for those that serve. There are many people that serve in our country, in our government, that are doing their best. Some of them, I'm sure their motives aren't right, but many of them are doing their best. And if we fail to encourage them and pray for them, then we have failed. And so I want to encourage you today also. I want to encourage you every day to give thanks to God for your salvation, and every day find somebody to encourage that needs it around you. And I also want to encourage you to find a way to say thank you and show appreciation to those that serve you, around you, in your community, in your state, in your nation. 1 Timothy chapter 2 says, I urge then, first of all, that requests, prayers, intercession, and thanksgiving be made for everyone, for kings and all those in authority. You know, before we say a lot about our opinion and we're quick to criticize and we're quick to pass on things that aren't very kind, the first thing that we should be doing is praying for those that are in public service, praying for those that may not be serving God, praying for those that God would change their hearts. And so the first call for us is to be a praying people for those that serve. Number two, it says here, and thanksgiving be made for everyone, to have a heart that is thankful and express it. I encourage you to show a thankful spirit for those that serve. You see, this is the Roman world Paul was living in. It was far from perfect, but he urged prayer and he urged thanksgiving. Proverbs chapter 21 reminds us that the heart of the king is in the hand of the Lord. The king's heart is in the hand of the Lord. He directs it like a water course wherever he pleases. God is in control. No matter what was going to happen Tuesday, I was planning on reading this verse today. God is in control. We need to pray that God's Spirit would help us to be the kind of citizens that He calls us to be. I'm thinking of a lot of different people. I'm thinking of those who serve in public office in our local community, in our state, and our national. I just have a few pictures up there of people that I want to say today, I'm thankful for those that run for office in our country. Whether or not I agree with them, whether or not I like their values, and I support them in my vote and in my influence. But I want to say I'm thankful for people that run for public office. I want to encourage the church, the body of Christ, that we need more godly people to run for office. If we're not happy with the people that are running out there, maybe we should pray that God would raise up among us those that feel that God would call them to public service and pray for them. And locally, I'm thankful for those that are involved. No matter what their beliefs and political bent, we need to pray for them and show respect. Romans chapter 13, verse 1. Everyone must submit himself to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except that which God has established. The authorities have been established by God. This is Paul writing in Rome. So what about Wayne and Mifflinburg? What about me and the people that serve around me? Do I have a thankful spirit? Am I expressing to the people that serve around me the kind of attitude that Jesus wants me to have and us to have as Christians? We've got to be different than people in the world. And we've got to be different about how we do it politically. We've got to be different about where we put our hope and our trust. And we've got to be different about the words we use and careful about what we say. And pray that God will help us to have the right spirit and the right attitude. I just have a few pictures. The next slide, schools, local government, our police, our ambulance crews, our fire, our teachers, our schools. We have a lot to pray for. In fact, if we prayed as much as we probably should, we might not have as much time to be focused on some of the negative things that are out there. One last verse today. Just leave it with you and ask you to consider it and pray about it and ask God to show you what kind of attitude does He want me to have? Does He want you to have? Colossians chapter 4, verse 6 says, "Be wise in the way you act toward outsiders. Make the most of every opportunity. Let your conversation be always full of grace, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how to answer everyone." Would you stand, please? Dear Heavenly Father, I pray that You would help us to have an attitude and a heart that pleases You. Lord, we've thought about some scriptures about being thankful today and about showing respect, and I pray that You would help us to hear what You say to us. Lord God, if there's an element inside of us that is tight-fisted and unable to have a grateful spirit, God, that we would just ask You to take it away, that we would confess that sin and say, God, I don't want to have a spirit and an attitude that's nasty and, Lord, that's negative and that just repulses people from even wanting to know who Jesus is. Lord God, help us to have an attitude and a thankful spirit that is attractive to people and attractive for them to look to Jesus, I pray. I thank You, God, that You are in charge. I'm thankful, God, that there's not an election that happens. There's not anything that happens in our world that You don't already know about. We pray for our country. Lord, we know there are many flaws. I pray, God, that You would mend our every flaw, and may the church, may the body of Christ, may each of us, God, be the citizens that You call us to. Help us to be involved. Help us to speak out for truth. Help us, God, to know how to, Lord, influence in our country. We thank You for the rights that we have. We pray that they would be protected. We pray that our country would be a just nation. I pray, God, for our leaders. I pray for our president today. I pray for our president-elect. I pray, God, for our Congress. I pray, Lord, about the whole situation with the judges and, Lord God, the moral concerns and issues in our world, God. We pray for your will to be done. Help us to be involved where you want us to. Help us to keep our eyes on Jesus, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Thank you for being here today. God bless.